Thankfully, the day of dumb blonde jokes has come and gone. I decided to play fair and eliminate hair color as a criterion and use guys and gals alternately to eliminate the issue of picking on one gender or the other. This way, everyone can gripe at me. That's why I called this series of items as gender parody. Guy's in the bathroom and his wife shouts, "Did you find the shampoo?" He answers, "Yes, but I'm not sure what to do. It's for dry hair and I've just wet mine." A gal goes to the vet with her goldfish. "I think it's got epilepsy," she tells the vet. The vet looks in the fishbowl and says, "It seems calm enough to me." The gal says, "Wait, I haven't taken it out of the bowl yet." The guy shouts frantically into the phone, "My wife is pregnant and her contractions are only 2 minutes apart." "Is this her first child?" asks the doctor. "No," he shouts, "this is her husband." A gal spies a letter lying on her doormat. It says on the envelope, "Do not bend." She spends the next 2 hours trying to figure out how to pick it up. A guy was driving home, drunk as a skunk. Suddenly he has to swerve to avoid a tree. Then another. A cop car pulls him over, so he tells the cop about all the trees in the road. The cop says, "That's your air freshener swinging about." A gal's dog goes missing, and she is frantic. Her husband says, "Why don't you put an ad in the paper?" She does, but 2 weeks later, the dog is still missing. "What did you put in the paper?" her husband asks. She replies, "Here, boy." A guy told his girlfriend, "Christmas is on a Friday this year." She replied, "Let's hope it's not the 13th. Two guys find three grenades and they decide to take them to the police station. One guy asks, "What if one explodes before we get there?" The other guy says, "We'll lie and say we only found two." A guy phoned his neighbor and said, "Close your curtains the next time you and your wife are having sex. The whole street was watching and laughing at you yesterday," to which the guy replied, "Well, the joke's on all of you because I wasn't even home yesterday." A gal asks the guy, "Why do scuba divers always fall backwards off their boats?" To which the guy replies, "If they fell forward, they'd still be in the boat."